Well, when you think of 1 ounce, that's not very much weight. It's about 35 cents and change. But today at the Bass Fan Army Weekend Warrior Championship, 1 ounce was the difference between first and second place, 3403 and 3402. With me today is David Ryan. David, you got second place.
Yes, I did. Whenever you fish one of these events, you always have to keep in mind that there's got to be a winner and there's got to be somebody that does finish second. And it's disappointing, but whenever you go and you fish a clean tournament, you boat everything that bites you, you usually win those. Unfortunately, this time I just came up a little short.
Well, let's talk about strategy a little bit. Guys that, you know, came down to Gunnersville to fish this event, all everybody was thinking shallow water bite, and for about the last 3 weeks it's been a shallow water bite, but you were out a little bit deeper and were looking for fish that way, staging fish.
Absolutely. What I concentrated on is a lot of main river ledges, humps, bald places with stumps on them that I knew about, and really in practice I just couldn't get anything going. So what I did is I picked one of the major creeks, and I actually was fishing North Saudi, and about midways up North Saudi is a large expansive grass flat that has points that stick out, and they also have draws or ditches that run adjacent to the points. And what I did is those fish that just came off the nest, that first wave, the first place for those fish to go before they get to the main river is those grass points. And that's exactly, I found them the last day of practice, which would have been Wednesday, and the shad were spawning. It was nice and warm. You know, you'd throw a spinnerbait out there and fishing that grass line, and there'd be 8 or 9 shad headbutting your spinnerbait. And I just knew, you know, it was going to happen. You know, you'd make 3 or 4 or 5 casts, something like that, and the fish would be, or the shad would be, you know, bumping off your spinnerbait, and then all of a sudden one would just drill it. So, you know, when the cold front came in the first day of the tournament, I got to my starting area, and my first cast was a spinnerbait. There were no shad hitting my spinnerbait, so I knew the shad spawn was done. And that's what will happen is that in places like this, whenever you get a major cold front that comes in like we did, you know, we're talking about almost a, you know, 20 to 30 degree weather change as far as the daytime highs. And in fact, it may have been more than that, but in combination with a north-northwest wind. And one of the things in practice, my strategy was to find this place, and it just laid perfect for the wind. I was able to fish it. I actually thought that it may have hurt the spinnerbait bite a little bit this morning because the wind didn't blow quite as hard. But I had to adjust because they wouldn't touch that spinnerbait today. They actually had moved further out towards the main lake, and they were on another point that was laden with stumps and combination with grass, and there was one little ditch that all those fish were all huddled up in. I just couldn't make another one bite. I had 5 keeper bites today, and I boated 5 keepers.
Well, let's talk about you fish for a living. You fish for FLW with the FLW series, and it's kind of one of those things where, you know, now, you know, you're not going to be able to come back. You came back here, you got second place. Rick LaPointe was, of course, the winner. But, you know, you can't hang your head. I mean, I've fished enough tournaments. I know that, you know, getting second is awful. It's miserable. It's the worst thing you can possibly have happen. But when you do everything right, you really don't have anything to hang your head about.
That's absolutely right. You know, there's going to be more tournaments, and there's going to be other days, and hopefully if I keep fishing at the level and doing the right things, and hopefully I'll get a break, and one of these times I can win one of these events. You know, I like to think that I can step it up, you know, raise my level, you know, whenever you come to championships like this, and I'm hoping that I can make some adjustments, and fishing the FLW tour, I've kind of gotten myself kind of dug a hole for myself that I'm going to have to fish my way out of. I haven't had real stellar events the first two events, and hopefully I can turn that around and use this as momentum. You know, sometimes the smallest things will really change the momentum for an angler, and I'm certainly hoping that this does that for me, because there's a tremendous amount of money that can be won on the FLW trail.
Well, I said FLW series. There's the FLW series, the FLW tour. You got strength series. You got all those different things. But you're fishing FLW is the key. And you know, like you said, you started out a little bit slow, but momentum can change so quickly. And the way you adjusted in this tournament seems to me like you're getting dialed in.
Well, if this would have been a three-day deal, somebody had to caught him again to beat me, because I was going to catch him again. Because I could tell where these fish were headed. And but then again, I'm just glad we don't have to fish tomorrow, because it's going to be colder in the morning than it was this morning.
Well, David, as always, you know, you're a great competitor. You're a guy that goes out there and works. Sometimes the hardest interviews I have are with a guy that gets second place, but I can tell you this, what a gentleman. One ounce separated you and the leader.
1 ounce. I need to have a big glass of milk with my humble pie now.
You did a great job. Congratulations on a great tournament.
Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.